You still have your shutters and stuff, do they? Don't know how they have shutters on.
Did you have a room up on the top of the house?
Yeah, we had a big, what do you call it, loft up there. Had a stairway to get up in that loft, where they kept all that, my grandfather and them kept all the books and stuff up in there. All the registrations and the birth certificates and so forth.
Yes, sir. Your granddaddy, can you tell me that?
My granddad had a pretty good education. He was, a small little fellow. He was, his daddy came over from France as school teachers, you see.
Yes.
And, he was pretty shrewd. My grandfather was pretty smart. I mean, even in the late lads, he was pretty well read up, you know, up on what went on in the country. Of course, there wasn't no reading too much at that time, but he was well educated, for the figures and stuff. And handwriting, he had a wonderful handwriting. He had a handwriting. We don't have any of that stuff. Yeah, we should have kept. I think some of my people have them. All the dates of birth, all the children, when they were born, the house, the time, where they was at, and, you know, so forth on, who the doctor was. They kept a complete record in there, all that. He had a big ledger like that he kept on. And they kept books on how much money they made on certain years and so forth.
Your granddaddy was born in France?
No. My great granddaddy was born in France. They came over here, three brothers, you see. And this one here came around by the Fouche area. And then he bought this piece of property up here. And that's when they moved up here in 1900. So they've been here ever since 1900. He built that house over there, the house I was born in 1900. They cleared all that land up by hand, all that was cleared up by hand. Mm-hmm.
That was some work. How did they used to clear land by hand?
Well, they had regular cross-cut saws and axes, teams of mules, and burned it. They'd burn a little bit at a time. They'd burn, you know, 3, 4, 5 acres at a time and work it up and start farming, keep on farming. Well, it wasn't all of it, but a big majority of it was cleaned up. Mm-hmm. Now you take in here, they had these big plantations, and here they had this Clover Ridge plantation. That was, I think Weber and them, it was somebody had it before Weber, I've forgotten who it was. But Weber, R. Steele Weber and them ran this plantation in, and then a fellow by the name of Ricard from New York, and then they went bankrupt in 35, I believe it was. 33 it was, during the Depression he went bankrupt and they burnt the mill down in 35 and went down. They had a big sugar mill, that's where they hauled all that cane at that time.
From the city of New York?
Yeah, the guy was from the city, a fellow by the name of Picard, was the owner of it.
Yes.
And then a fellow by the name of Donaldson was running it for him, Theodore Donaldson.
Yeah.
He's got some sons over in Baton. He's working for Ethel right now. For Theodore and Boo Boo, and they're a little bit older than I am.
Hmm.
That's about it.
So, your daddy was born in Bashford. He came here when he was.
He must have been a
young man.
Mm-hmm.
They came here in
1900. Daddy was 14 years old, I guess, when he came here. Mm-hmm.
And your mother? Was she? How'd your father and mother meet? Can you tell me?
She was from New Roads. They were, all her family was up around New Roads and around the Ritter up in that area.
DeRitter.
Mm-hmm. DeRitter's pretty perfect. Mm-hmm. She, her daddy was, he worked in a swamp timberman and all that, and he did a lot of work in timber, you know, filing saws and